Aaron, and the conversation about January 26th and Australia Day is in fact taking place, but it is definitely one that needs a lot more action, discussion, and consultation. Acknowledging tomorrow as a day of mourning is important in recognizing the trauma and dispossession experienced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. But one of the events taking place tomorrow is the Yaban Festival, a day of live music, market stalls, panel discussions, and most importantly, a celebration of the survival of the world's oldest living culture. I'm joined now by Mia Wright, the festival producer. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Mia, Yaban Festival is one of the largest celebrations of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures in Australia. How did it even start?
It started many moons ago, 2001. So we started off as a very small concert in Redfern Park in our local suburb. And basically, over time, it's just gotten out and gotten more awareness about it. And we've basically turned it into a festival.
That's excellent. What's the philosophy behind how it's organized? Like, how do you choose what goes into it?
There's a lot comes into play to make Yaban Festival, but basically over the years we've tried to extend the program with traditional dance, speak out section, which is panel discussions. We've got a sports section on the day. We have activities for our jarjums, which means kids, children. So it takes about, 10 months to get the show up and running, and we look to a lot of our community and great sponsors to come back and join us to make the event bigger and better every year.
And what's your favorite part of when you go to the festival? What do you enjoy the most there?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Or some of your favorites. What are some things you really like?
I always enjoy the stellar artists that we bring down for Yaban. We tend to grab Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists at all levels for all music lovers. So we've always got a really great lineup on the day. One of the really, really, really beautiful things that's been around for about 3 years now is the Corroboree Ground. And the Corroboree Ground is basically an open dance circle where we get local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander groups to bring their dances and their song lines and their stories and dance all day.
That's amazing. What role does the festival actually play in the community itself for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders?
It plays a big role. We've been around for 16 years, so it's not like we're a new festival. It's grown up in our community. It is an event that our community look for every year. And one of the beautiful things about Yaban now is it's kind of opened itself up to a wider Sydney, where it was basically just the inner city Aboriginal community. But now we've gotten loud enough that we're getting a lot of people coming from all over New South Wales.
And how important do you think it is to have this sort of a celebration of culture on something like, Australia Day, January 26th, that we're obviously trying to navigate in our modern world?
That's right. With all the debates and all the stuff going around, Yaban still stays very true to, around the survival and mourning kind of things. We tend to still talk and cover a lot of that discussions, but Yaban's just basically a way for us to stay strong and continue our culture and practices and come together.
Well, that's wonderful. With the program tomorrow, you got a pretty great day in store. What do you think, what are some of the highlights of this year's festival?
Oh, some of the highlights. Well, I definitely recommend coming down for our smoking session, our welcome ceremony in the morning. That's done by our local elder, Uncle Max Yulo. Basically, he's going to open the park up bring those good feelings and shed away any bad energy from the park. And that's quite beautiful and spiritual. A lot of people do come down early just to get there. So I'd suggest, coming early and getting a good seat. Main stage, we've got some really great artists like Troy Cassidaly, who's a living legend in our game. So he'd be someone not to miss. And our panel discussions, we've got some really big discussions on environmental issues, treaty, and a whole bunch of stuff. So that's usually for people that want to, know more about the issues that Aboriginals are facing, Torres Strait Islanders are facing still to this day.
Sounds like there's a little bit of everything. Thank you so much for joining us today and letting us know about this great festival.
Yeah, no, thank you. When all are welcome, come down. It's a beautiful day.
Absolutely. And that's taking place. Thank you very much for joining us today. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.